ABC Radio Australia.
We continue our coverage of the elections there in the Solomon Islands. And as the Solomon Islanders line up to cast their ballots today, the issue of corruption is a concern for many voters. Solomon Islands Independent Commission Against Corruption has warned voters against taking bribes or being swayed by money politics. But as our reporter Krishnarita Almanuliong found out, the issue remains front of mind. She spoke with Professor for Social Sciences, David Giggio, from Solomon Islands National University, about his reflections on the role money plays and how he sees the election shaping up.
For the most part, corruption sort of evolves around funds from overseas, people taking in. But I think when it's when money comes in for a project and then it's put into the hands of a few people, rather than a committee that, you know, that look after and so. But I think it also speaks to money being something new. I mean, like, here's another thing that we talk about development and here and so on, so, what is really I see as modernization. And so people are still sort of like taken by the whole idea of having big business, a lot of money and stuff, so that even our big bosses would bend the rules and use that money towards their project, or another way corruption, you know, pops up is the one-top system that we have here. Like people who have access or have the power of access to funds channel the funds to their one-tops, to their own families, and so forth. Yeah.
So, you know, coming back to what you mentioned, one-talk system.
Yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit about one-talk system and what it means in Solomon's context, and also just around the Pacific?
Yeah. One-talk system is an old thing. It's sort of, when you think of it, it's a double-edged sword. You know, it's sharp both sides, that you can use it to good benefits, you know, but it also can be used to benefit just a few and stuff, and so forth. So a good example is like I mentioned earlier, funds coming in and someone who is responsible for the funds, so sort of rechannels those funds to their one-talks or friends, you know. They not necessarily families, they could just be a business mate in town. And so you give the money to them, and they use it for their own purpose.
Yeah. And over the years, it brings back to my other question about, you know, having accountability institutions,
yeah,
and their role, yeah, in the governance system.
Yeah, yeah. No, I think we do have. I mean, some very like the Ombudsman's office. I mean, that's. But I think in many ways it's. I think also it boils down to the one-talk system. In many ways, my observation is they don't really play up their responsibility roles. Yeah. And so somebody would do something wrong and they'll be taught. And, I mean, once in a while somebody gets caught and go to jail and stuff like that. But I think for the most part, accountability is there. But in many ways, it's sort of like lip service. Is there something to say that, oh, yeah, we do have those? I mean, like, but I think the execution of their responsibility is one thing that's, I think, in many ways needs to be sort of pumped up a bit. We have a lot of tightening up rope, so to speak, in Solomon Islands. Yeah.
What do you think? What needs to change to reduce corruption in the country?
It's a huge question. It's a big question. I think to reduce it, my first shot would be to put in people in leadership positions who have their heads sort of like screwed and right, you know. People who have dignity, respect for the common good, respect for people, and And here's an interesting scenario. When people were running for parliament, like campaigning, wonderful people, wonderful folks. I mean, you talk to them and their heads are like, oh, I'm a lot of person and so forth. But then as soon as they got up there, something happened. I don't know whether it's money or whether it's power or whatever. But I think they lose sight of who they were as ordinary folks or business people. But I think that's what we need for corruption to be brought under control. I think we need people in parliament who, or leadership position, who have a lot of ethics and morality, and who have their vision sort of like straight, as we say in pidgin. Yeah, I think that's sort of that's still missing.